I mean, we were in comfortable field goal range, so it's a risk reward. Do you want to risk something bad happening, getting a penalty, moving out of field goal range, or a fumbled snap or a turnover or something like that? And I think with a quarterback that hasn't had a lot of snaps with us, the risk of that goes up. So you got to say, what are our odds of making this kick versus what are the odds of something bad happening? So that's kind of the balancing act. So I don't think there's any clear way. And that's, you know, that what the head coach's job is to make that assessment, that risk assessment in his head. And I guess I don't really think about it too much.
As you said, Austin Davis, the guy who hasn't had a lot of snaps with you guys this season. Can you just talk a little bit? He did bring you guys, come in a couple minutes left in the game and score a touchdown. Can you talk a little bit about how you think he played?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. As the backup quarterback, you always have to be ready, because all it takes is one play and you're in the game, and you have to be able to be prepared to go out and try to win the game. And that's what he did. And I thought he did a nice job when his number was called.
Joe, Mike looked probably as defeated as I've ever seen him in a year and a half that he's been here. You know, falling to where you guys are, do you almost feel like that you're playing for another coach's job here in these last 5 weeks?
No, I mean, I don't think about that stuff at all. All I know is there's never a good way to lose, but this is the worst way. I can't think of anything worse than having a field goal to win the game get blocked and returned. So, but as far as other stuff goes, we don't think about that. We can't think about it.
Joe, with everything that happened with Johnny the past week, what was the team's reaction to him being active today?
I guess I didn't even notice, so maybe ask one of the quarterbacks. I don't really pay attention to the inactives or the actives. It doesn't really help me one way or the other.
As a leader on this team, how do you kind of rally the team to come back from this and play on Sunday?
Well, it's part of being a professional. It's the mental toughness that you have to have as an NFL player. So it's certainly going to be a test for us, and it'll be a test for the guys to see who's able to get themselves ready, and that'll be the message on Wednesday is not let this one beat you twice. I thought the effort was great. I don't know. Maybe somebody else can say differently, but from my perspective, which is kind of small, I thought the effort was great. Well, it becomes an execution issue, and so it's either effort or execution in the NFL, and I thought the effort was great. So it's the execution, and obviously you can always put things on one or two plays, because in the NFL a lot of times it's those one or two plays that are kind of the turning points. But we'll have to look at everything and make sure that everybody was doing everything they could on every play, and that's usually where you fall short.
Can you just share with us what's going through your head when you see you guys lining up for the field?
Well, obviously, it's a lot of excitement, because in that situation, you're thinking, at worst, you go to overtime. So to have that turn of events, it's kind of a disbelief thing. And it's really disbelief is the best way to put it, because, you know, you sit in that situation and you're losing with a chance to win or tie. There's a lot emotionally going on in your head about what could happen. But certainly when it's worst case scenario is a tie, assuming they don't return for a touchdown, it's really hard to believe when it does get blocked and return for a touchdown for a little off.
From where you're standing, do you see anybody tackle? I mean,
it looked like there was one guy that had a chance. I don't know who that was. I wasn't able to really get a good look at the replay, but it looked like there may have been one guy that had a chance, but I'm not sure who that was.
Judge, taking from what you've seen of Austin in practice, that you weren't surprised by what he went on and did tonight, Jeff?
You know, it's tough to say, because really, as the third quarterback, which is what Austin's been all year, all he gets is scout team reps, and so we really haven't seen him at all, so I didn't really know what to expect, but I thought he did a really nice job holding his composure in there. He was on the same page with all the guys that were out there, and obviously he did a nice job getting us in position to win.
You think they were surprised?
Probably. I mean, I don't think they had a lot of film on him. They could probably go back and watch St. Louis, but other than that, they didn't really know what to expect.
Josh left the locker room in a sling.
Okay.
That leaves Austin or Johnny this week. You're going to play a game in 6 weeks.
6 days.
6 weeks would be better.
Yeah,
six days.
Be nice.
Do you feel more comfortable with one guy than another next Sunday?
I don't think so. I mean, I think as linemen, sometimes who's the quarterback, it's overrated a little bit, because my back's to him 99% of the time. So I guess I just worry about trying to block the guy that's in front of me. But certainly I think Austin's proven that he can do the job. in the few snaps that he's had.